Back now with Day to Day and a cautionary tale about the website MySpace. And believe it or not, this one doesn't involve stalkers or future job prospects. This is a story about how the popular social networking site landed one woman in prison. Her name is Laura Byes. She's 22 years old, and she was charged with manslaughter in a drunk driving accident which killed her passenger. The prosecutor in the case used posts Laura Byes made on MySpace, comments, and a photo of her drinking a glass of wine to convince a Santa Barbara judge that she had little remorse. It worked. She got a 2-year sentence. That prosecutor is Daryl Perlin. And could you tell us, first of all, how did you come across these pictures of Ms. Byes on MySpace? Were you looking for them?
No, we weren't really looking for them. Because she didn't live in the area, we decided to do a little checking into her background to see how she had behaved since the crash that killed her passenger, because she was awaiting sentencing. When we made some inquiries, people mentioned that they had seen her in bars and had seen her drinking. And when we heard that, we thought, well, let's check MySpace.com and see whether or not she has a MySpace page and whether she's been listing comments or pictures. And lo and behold, there was a picture of her holding a glass of wine, smiling. And then we found entries where she was talking about partying and drinking and having a good time. And all of this is after the crash that has killed her passenger as a result of her drinking and driving.
Is this a common tactic among prosecutors?
No, it's not a common thing that's done. However, in this instance, it really told us who Laura Byes is and what her attitude was towards drinking and driving since the crash.
How can you be convinced that this is actually what she believes? I mean, MySpace isn't exactly the most reliable character witness. You know, people post fake things all the time. How do you know that what she was saying was actually valid?
Because there were numerous entries that she made to other people on MySpace. Her comments told you exactly what she was thinking. And I think that's one of the things about MySpace, is that people sort of assume it's anonymous. Well, it's not. It's public. And in this case, it has come back to haunt Laura Byes.
Did Ms. Byes say anything about the MySpace evidence, so to speak, when she was facing the judge?
No. What could she say? Her own words and her own photographs spoke volumes about who she is and what her attitude was.
If you hadn't shared this with the court, what kind of sentence do you think Laura Byes would have gotten?
There's no question she would have gotten probation. She would not be in prison today, and things would be different. But actually, I think it's a blessing for her, because it's clear that she didn't really understand the seriousness of what she had done, and now she's getting the message loud and clear.
District Attorney Daryl Perlin, thank you so much.
Thank you.